The city of Berlin has been struggling with cuts in state funding to its schools for a long time. But this year, there was hope that the Democratic-controlled legislature would send more state aid to Berlin and other poor cities and towns. But Governor Sununu's veto of that budget means Berlin is now in limbo, as students go back to school this week. NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports this has many in the city anxious for what's to come.
On Monday morning, Superintendent Julie King gathered the Berlin district staff into the high school cafeteria.
Good morning!
Once she gets everyone's attention, she cuts to the chase.
We know we're not over the challenges. We do not have a state budget yet. We know that we're facing those tiers of cuts that we talked about last spring.
Those tiers of cuts due to state aid total around $1 million, about 5% of what the district spends each year. But with the state budget undecided and local property tax rates some of the highest in New Hampshire, Berlin doesn't have any wiggle room. It's had to cut a nursing position, all school supplies, some sports equipment, and they've closed a school. To fit all the district students in just two buildings, the middle schoolers will now go to the high school. This move requires nearly all middle and high school teachers to share classrooms.
Hi,
how's it going?
Okay.
Down the hall, middle school English teachers Ann Kopp and James DeLisa are sorting through boxes of old books in their new classroom, figuring out which ones to keep.
The Book of Virtues, a treasury of great moral stories.
That one's headed to the dump. Before this year, each teacher had their own classroom. Now they'll have to leave when the other one is teaching. And several periods a day, they'll both have their homeroom classrooms here. That's a total of 35 kids in a room, clearly not designed for that many. Kopp tells me they're used to Berlin serving as the symbol of what's broken in how the state funds education.
And somebody has to be the poster child. I just feel that the way we are presented as the poster children isn't in a helpful way. We are the downtrodden district, and I wish we were the poster children in a more positive light, because we do a good job with what we've got.
Down the stairs, high school civics teacher Ted McCormick is blasting music as he sets up his new room. He and other teachers have bought this year's supplies with their own money.
We have students coming in 2 days, so we have to teach them something. And we're going to teach them something with whatever we have, and we're not going to complain too much about it.
There was a moment this year when it looked like Berlin's pleas to lawmakers for more money would pay off. The vetoed budget would have sent $4 million more dollars to Berlin over the next 2 years. But as things stand now, Berlin schools are getting less money than last year. Down the street at the elementary school, volunteers are sprucing up the tiny playground. Since the district closed its last elementary school a few months ago, this building will now serve hundreds more young kids.
So this here, we're kind of going to make it a little more friendly because a lot of kids have to use a small space.
Renee Stewart is volunteering with her church. She's also a school bus driver and the mom of two high schoolers. She says a lot of parents are concerned about school consolidation, that 6th, 7th, and 8th graders will be mixing with high schoolers. But that doesn't worry Stewart.
A lot of schools do it already. Buses already had 6th grade through 12th grade on the bus level that way. People are going to get out of it what they want.
Stewart is in the bus driver and custodians union. They, like every district employee, are up for a new contract this year. But all negotiations are on hold because the city doesn't know how much money it will get from the state.
We are literally at a standstill, and we're just hoping and praying that something happens soon.
Mayor Paul Grenier says this standstill is taking its toll. The city had to pass a budget in June, and they were counting on what the governor's office and lawmakers had promised them.
They have all told us, we're going to fix education. You're going to get more money.
Without more money, city government is essentially in a hiring freeze, down a fire chief and several police officers.
Hey, Jim, is Sue here today?
Grenier's right-hand man is Jim Wheeler. He's technically the city manager, but now...
I am also currently the fire chief. And in addition to that, as of 2 weeks ago, I was also the public works director.
Wheeler is wearing multiple hats as they wait to fill vacant positions. He's a Berlin native. He's seen hard times, mills closing, declining tax base, but he didn't expect this.
I just thought that it would be over by now. And from everything I can at least see and glean, it looks like it might go on for quite some time.
Wheeler says there's a cloud of uncertainty over Berlin. Veteran teachers talking about leaving. New teachers harder to recruit. His 11th grade daughter was planning to take chemistry this year, but there's no chemistry teacher anymore. For now, all the district can offer is an online course. Wheeler says she'll be applying for colleges soon. She'll want to show science classes on her transcript.
My daughter's not going to be able to do that because she can't have chemistry? I mean, are you kidding me? It's as you can tell, it's a bit emotional when it comes down to, you know, your own kid. It really is, it's flabbergasting.
School funding remains front and center as lawmakers and the governor continue to spar over the state budget. Wheeler says he's still hopeful a deal will be reached and state officials won't forget their promises to Berlin. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.